Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sorry, Vlad. I'm trying to reset some things in the studio here.
I hear you, but I don't see you.
So I had to apologize for the delay there, but I'm getting situated. We were trying to fix a certain thing with some tech issues when I got in here, you know. Okay. So I'm just trying to get those things underway and get those things all settled. But get to the mixed bag here. So Paul Maurice, Panthers lose yesterday. Give up 5 unanswered goals to the Ducks, which I really do not care for Joel Quenneville. And people say, yeah, Tobin, you know, rotten scandal cover-up. No, because of how he treated Sergei Bobrovsky. That's why. I mean, the other stuff, also bad, but you were mean to my guy, and so I didn't like that. And the first game, Bob didn't play. Tarasov played, and this was Bob's chance, and I mean, it was rebound city. I mean, they were banging in rebound after rebound. That kid Gauthier for them had a hat trick. He had a breakaway right off the bat. I was like, Panthers giving up a ton of breakaways, dude. Like, what are we doing? Like, this is not the Paul Maurice style that I've come to know and love. And I think that they're trying to figure some things out. I get it. But here was Paul Maurice on the loss last night to Anaheim.
Where you play, you're expected to be the best team. Does that make it, when you have adversity, make it more difficult for the players to respond?
Everybody has factors that they deal with at the start of each year. And we know what ours are. Some of them are earned, and we're proud of them. So we expect to get everybody's best. It's just a factor.
Everywhere you play, you're expected to be the best team.
I understand. I understand they're going to get everybody's best. And look, the Ducks have been surprisingly good this year. You know, Quenneville's got them playing well, all hate aside. You know, Marchand continues to ball out. I mean, the guy's puck out. I mean, he continues to just be excellent. Rodriguez had a really nice game.
What's going on, Sam, and both Sams? Two Sams.
Mr. Conn Smythe has not played up to snuff. Like, we can say that. He has not played up to snuff. And then you're expecting a lot from the young Finns. Etu got going yesterday. He had a nice goal. Really great pass by Evan Rodriguez to set him up. But I don't know, Vlad. I think it's just I think you can only take so many hits without expecting there's going to be inconsistency. And that's the problem, is they're very inconsistent right now when they used to be. I don't know. They used to be just so – you could always rely on these Panthers games. And the thing that's been strange about them this year, they get – used to be, as the game went on, the Panthers were more dangerous, and they've just had so much let up in them.
Maybe because they're tired.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
I can't rule it out.
If you've played hockey
– it's been a lot of hockey.
30 out of the last 36 months. Yeah, the last 3 years, you played hockey 30 out of the last 36 months. You played to the last game of the year, and you only have a short time to recover. Yeah, it's going to take
And I think also, man, you can't just lose a guy like Barkov. Like, I just...
Or Chucky.
Yes, but they were at least used to Chucky last year. Like, that one, I think, is like... And then, I don't feel like they've had a full Matthew Tkachuk in 2 years.
But if you lose one... You would like to have the other one there.
Right.
When you lose both,
it's a killer.
Yeah.
It's a killer. They're two of your highest paid players. And it's just, yeah, it's just, I mean, you legitimately couldn't have asked for a better start from Marchand. He's been amazing, but we'll see. We'll see if we can get this thing all put together by the time we get there. But it's frustrating right now. Asia Wilson. Yesterday, she went on the Jennifer Hudson Show, which,
oh,
I mean, I honestly got to say, this is probably the first interview I've ever watched, because I usually only see from the Jennifer Hudson Show everybody doing the studio walk on Twitter, which those are always viral. That's kind of her bit. But I got to say, bang up show. Really enjoyed it. And Asia Wilson goes on there, and she was asked about Bam Adebayo, and this is what she had to say about her boyfriend.
Listen, I love when you mention your man at the College Basketball Hall of Fame speech. Yes. You know, what does it mean to have him as a support system?
It's amazing. Like, Bam, he's a gem. He's a star, obviously, in his own world. But when it comes to us, like, he's always showing up. His unwavering support. I mean, he was flying in and out of town. And he always constantly shows up for me. And I'm just grateful to have a partner that is just along with the ride. Like, yes, just there through the times where I can't be Asia Wilson all the time. Right. He picks me up. And so I'm always grateful for his support. It's gentle. It's kind. And I love that. He allows me to just kind of let my guard down, because right, I feel like I have to be on so much. But Bam allows me just to be the kid, the crazy, goofy girl that I am. And I'm appreciative of him.
Yes, you deserve that, because you do so much for us all.
Wow.
Now,
wow, those two are in love.
Oh yeah.
Oh
no, she's, yeah, yeah. Wow. When the girl wants to showcase you and just, you know, let everybody know that she's taken and you're the reason why she's taken, yeah, you're in love, buddy.
Man,
yeah,
good for them.
They might get married on the court.
Perhaps. Well, one marriage that may be ending.
Oh no.
The Grizzlies and John Morant. Kendrick Perkins, he was on the Road Tripping podcast, and he says, I got a place where John Morant should go play. This is what Perkins said.
Organizations who are whispering behind their coaches' back and not having their coaches' back, their teams are trash. So again, I feel like this relationship has run its course. I do think it's time for John Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies to part ways.
Oof.
I do think it's only one option for Ja Morant, that one direction he needs to go. He needs that air exposure, Pat Riley, Miami Heat coach.
Oh. Whoa. I don't think Richard Jefferson liked that.
No,
very
that was
much.
Channing Frye.
Was that Channing Frye?
That was Channing Frye.
Well, we'll see, dude. I'm sure I saw that in the Ja Morant monitoring. I see Timberwolves and I see Kings.
Time out.
That's out there.
Timeout. Timberwolves?
Mm-hmm.
Don't threaten me with a good time, bro.
Him
and Ant-Man together in the backcourt?
Wow. what a duo.
Oh, wow.
That is going to be the most electrifying, most immature backcourt of all time.
Absolutely. The things they do on the court will be extraordinary. The things they do off the court will be extraordinarily bad, but you know, extraordinarily bad, but nonetheless, it will be exciting.
I think they're in a really tough spot, the Grizzlies, because I understand this guy's the face of your franchise. He really this probably feels like they're just gonna fire the coach, right? Like, I know they just fired the coach, but is he not their Giannis? Like, Giannis, they're firing coaches left and right. Doesn't this feel like Tuomas Iasola or Iasola, whatever his name is? Doesn't this feel, Vlad, like he's just going to get the axe? They're not going to really trade Ja Morant. I just can't see him doing it.
All right. You're talking about Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
City of Memphis, who basically adopted. I mean, that is their son.
Right. We're going to pick the Finnish coach?
You're going to pick the Finnish coach over Ja Morant?
I don't think so, dude. I don't know.
There's a reason why people go to Beale Street. He's one of them.
Yeah.
He might be the main reason.
Yeah, and I was hearing on the Zach Lowe podcast, he had some guy from Memphis, and he said that they had just gotten, like, approved for new arena stuff and all that.
That's because of him.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think hopefully this guy can call up his guy Barkoff and say, hey, you want me to come hang out? Because I don't think I'm going to be sticking around Memphis very long.
Here's the thing. if Ja doesn't like him, I don't know what Jaren Jackson. If your two stars don't like the coach, that coach is probably
gonna you're cooked. Go. Yeah, it's a players' league still. Like if you, unless you have the cachet of an Eric Spoelstra, which I guess is Perk's point. Like if you're gonna go to a place that he's gonna listen to, there's been rumblings that Ja's been interested in Miami. You know, no surprise. And I think somebody of him like probably looks at the Heat and they're like, oh, you know, I could go there and be the face of the Heat.
I'm gonna tell you this. I can't believe I'm saying this, just to get Tobin happy.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say they are the same type of player, but their swag, I mean, their games are almost kind of similar. Ja needs a Larry Brown the way Allen Iverson needed, and Spo could be that Larry Brown for Ja.
Just to bring the best out of him.
Bring the best out of him and bring him together for the team. But I don't think it will be – because, I mean, if you listen to Iverson now talks how great – you know, how he loves Larry Brown because he needed Larry Brown at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I think Spo would be that for Ja. Like, Ja needs a Spo. He needs a Pat Riley. I know everybody's going to talk about the culture. Listen, we work here. We all know about the culture. But sometimes a guy needs culture, and he needs this culture.
And the other question is, though, like, what do you trade for him? Like, do you give up the house for Ja Morant? Because they got – I mean, like, I feel like you'd be reasonably – in with an unreasonable front office. They just got 4 first-round picks for Desmond Bane.
Unfortunately, I would have to give up one of your prized possessions. You would have to give him draft picks and Nico.
I don't think I can do that. I don't think I can do that. I know Nico. I get yelled at every night on Twitter.
Wait a minute.
I get yelled at every because I just
wait a minute.
I am worried about a guy like Ja Morant giving up the house for him because of his size. I'm worried now at the dunks and the drives. Oh my God!
And a go-to guy
and
at
being
the
go-to
game.
Guy at the end. I mean, yeah. And then perfect with one of the shooters, whoever they keep, Norm or Tyler. It feels like it's a
him
it's a
and Norm made. Would be dangerous.
I don't know if I can give up Jovic,
and
though, dude.
He's athletic enough to where he'll play defense with the Heat. The Heat will use his athleticism. They'll try to hide him, but he's too athletic not to be getting steals and like fast breaks and all that. I'm just saying.
But he did hate this offense. But maybe it was just the coach. I don't know. I mean, I know it was a different coach, but he did not like the whole style. So.
Hey, man. All I know is that whatever style that coach coaches, team score points.
Man.
Memphis was never one of the lowest scoring teams or mid, you know, in the middle of the pack. They were always one of the top 10 scoring teams in the league.
So this past weekend, I was on the call for Dirty Boxing.
Nice.
With my guy Jason Anik and Andre Berto. The co-main event, you had Gable Steveson win in the main event, even though I think I messed up his name the entire time. But that's okay.
Is he the former wrestler?
Yes. Okay. Gold medalist.
And he was on WWE?
He was in WWE. Yeah. He tried out for the Bills.
Okay.
But none of that stuff stuck. And great dude. Super humble. His coaching staff around him. The non-John Jones. Obviously, he's got John Jones in his corner. That's really cool. But he's also he's also been like, you know, they've been kind of planning this the whole time that this could be a back thing. You know, his coaches from Minnesota thought that.
Right.
So he wins in the main event, 1:15. The other guy who won was Brian Battle.
Okay.
And Brian Battle had a tumultuous ending to his UFC career because he kept missing weight. And then he came to Dirty Boxing, and then he won in Dirty Boxing. And then, but he kind of buzzsawed. So they're like, hey, you want somebody a little tougher? So he takes on this guy, Nick Coring, who is known as Killshot. He's in the Nate Diaz squad, the whole boys from Stockton. And he gives some pretty heavy shots early on, but Brian Battle comes back and then knocks him out.
Oh, no.
And then he was asked about this by the great Jason Anik, and he was asked about what this whole journey has been like. And I don't know if he rehearsed this speech. I don't know if he thought of this off the top of his head. But this guy gave a speech out of the movies after the win. Here it was on Dirty Boxing 4.
Talked a lot about your story over the last couple months and this story you're building. We absolutely love having you here. Have you perhaps found a home here at Dirty Boxing?
Brother, wherever they have me, I'll take it. But on that note, I would like to say something. I know I'm in a southern place. A lot of people here grew up in church. And one of the things I learned growing up in church is God will never give you more than you can bear. All right? Now, that don't mean you're not going to fail. That doesn't mean you're not going to fall flat on your face in front of the entire planet. All right? But if you have the strength to get back up, if you have the courage to keep on moving, that burden doesn't get lighter. Your legs get stronger. All right? Your back gets bigger. Your shoulders get more broad. Your resolve gets more grounded. The burden doesn't
Hallelujah.
Get lighter. You get better. And I stand before you today, a better man, the best man, baby. This is the Butcher Show, baby.
Man, the second coming again. Ladies and gentlemen, the Butcher, Brian Battle.
Wow. And I mean.
Oh, yeah, that was full WWE.
That was Goosey's, dude. Wow.
That was full WWE. He definitely worked on that.
He had to have worked on that, right? I asked him after. I was like, you practice that? He goes, He swears it was off the dome.
No, but the fact, yeah, you got to play it off because he knows that you liked it, the fact that you're asking him the question. So he's got to play it off like he, you know, it was straight from the dome. Nah, he practiced that, bro.
That was gorgeous.
You could tell when the inflection, there were certain words that, you know, he made sure to emphasize. When you're doing that, that means you've worked on it. You practiced. But it was good. It was motivating.
It was motivating. All right, we'll take a break. Leroy should be back from hobnobbing with Jay Crawford. And Mike McDaniel has spoken to the media today. We're going to do a little bit of that. More to get to back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.